connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by LearCarry.com. You know, the stock market dropped 24% last year, and if you wonder why some people were still smiling, well, it's because they own gold. And even with experts talking about a recession in the year ahead, gold prices remain shockingly low, which makes now an opportunistic time to invest in gold. In fact, one CNBC expert predicts gold could go up 100% this year, maybe even hitting $4,000 an ounce. Kevin DeMeritt, the founder of Lear Capital, agreed, adding, during the recession of 08, gold shot up over 50% and helped investors secure their savings and retirement accounts against loss. Well, with more than 25 years of experience, an exceptional trust pilot rating, and a risk-free investor pledge, LearCarry is the choice to trust. Get your free wealth protection investor guide and receive up to $15,000 in free bonus gold based on the value of your purchase. So visit LearCarry, that's L-E-A-R for Lear and Carry, C-A-R-E-Y, all one word, LearCarry, or call 800-707-4575. That's LearCarry.com or 800-707-4575. You'll also find a link by looking at going to rmworldtravel.com and looking under sponsors. Well, maybe it's because as we get older, which I have been doing, we become more aware of our health, maybe pay more attention to habits that can keep us healthy. But honestly, it really seems to me, anyway, that in the last 15 years or so, health and that all-embracing word of wellness are more popular than ever before. There are meditation camps, yoga classes, crystals, supplements, aromatherapy, Pilates, expensive gyms, retreats, the list is long. But for our Right Stuff segment this week, I'm happy to welcome author Annie Daly, who's been a journalist combining her interest in travel with an interest in wellness. And she suggests that a lot of the commercial paths to a healthy life may not be the answer to health and longevity as much as how you live your everyday life. Her book is titled Destination Wellness, subtitled Global Secrets for Better Living Wherever You Are. Annie, welcome to the show. You did quite a bit of travel to put together this book. But before we get into the specific places you went and what you learned from them, what were you looking for exactly when you set out?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me, first of all. And second of all, what I was looking for really was a way to find places and philosophies around the world where wellness was not so commercialized. And the reason that I was looking for that is that at the time I was working at a wellness magazine that was really, really steeped in the industry. And I became a little bit jaded with the fact that wellness seemed to be something that you had to buy. And so I set out to find places where well-being was not for sale and it was more of a part of everyday life.
All right, let me spoil the ending. Let me tell the audience the six countries you visited around the world. Jamaica, Norway, Hawaii, Japan, India, and Brazil. But because we only have about 4 minutes in this segment, pick two places and tell me what you learned from those places that we could bring into our everyday lives.
Okay, well, it's hard to choose. One of my favorite places was Norway. And the reason is that the philosophy I took away from that country is so simple and so easy to apply to your everyday life. And in Norway, Norwegians live by this philosophy called friluftsliv, which is spelled F-R-I-L-U-F-T-S-L-I-V. And it translates to the free air life. And it's basically the idea that spending as much time outside in nature as humanly possible is ultimately great for your soul. And they have this phrase called there's no bad weather, only bad clothing.
And I was just going to say, Norway's
what that means is like, yeah.
I mean, I live in Minnesota. It's right up there with Norway when it comes to cold. So when you say outdoors,
it totally is.
But you're saying, or they're saying, well, yeah, if you dress warmly enough, it's not that cold.
Exactly. And even in the rain, like just put on a raincoat. I was hanging out with a group of Norwegians and we were having a barbecue and it started raining. And my immediate thought was like, okay, time to go home, time to get into the car. And instead, everybody just sort of busted out their rain pants and just carried on. And this whole idea about just living your life outside so that you can get that burst of fresh air is so easy to apply to your life and yet so simple to ignore.
Well put. All right, give me a second choice. That was Norway.
I also really, really love Hawaii. I think that you know, the philosophy of aloha really resonates with me. I think a lot of people think that aloha just means hello and goodbye, mm-hmm. and it has sort of gotten commercialized. But actually, it's really about love and connection. And the word aloha actually translates in Hawaiian. Alo means presence and ha means breath of life. And so when you think about it, it actually means that you are breathing the same breath as everybody else. And so when you understand that we are all connected and we are all one, you will treat everybody around you with greater empathy, and therefore you'll find better well-being yourself.
Well, which I would, from what you're saying and from what you've written, it lowers your stress level. I mean, you know, you walk into a cocktail party here, you know half the people, the other half you don't, and it's like, oh my God, you know, who am I going to talk to? I mean, we have a lot of stress points in our life that I don't think we even recognize.
Correct. Yes. And I think that applying this idea of connection and love to your life can sort of just help you operate at a different level and help you treat everybody around you in the way that you want to be treated. It's like, it's essentially the golden rule. But when you apply it to your well-being, it's really mind-blowing because it shows, like, you don't have to buy that. That is not for sale. That is a way that you can operate and shift your mindset so that you can improve your daily life.
Well put. I've never thought about it that way. Annie Taylor is the author of the book Destination Wellness, Global Secrets. I just lost your title. Global Secrets for Better Living. Check it out. You can also go to anniedaily.com, A-N-N-I-E-D-A-L-Y, anniedaily.com. Annie, thanks for joining us, and I really like that stuff about Hawaii.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for having me.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.